Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kurt Simmons. For the Los Angeles Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting second, the shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting third, the right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Jim LaFave. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth, the third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaFave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Brown reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Hundley scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger moves to third. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. one out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lefebvre fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Lefebvre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lefebvre hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger catches it and throws to first to double up Fairley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale strikes out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Lefebvre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lefebvre is 0 for 1 in the game. Lefebvre hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Dodgers, 2. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Simmons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0-for-1 in the game. Drysdale is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lefebvre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Simmons, and towards Beckert, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Simmons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. LaFave hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman pinch hits for Adolfo Phillips. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. George Altman now playing left field. Byron Brown now playing center field. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roseborough hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0-for-2 in the game. Drysdale strikes out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lefebvre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons bunts towards the mound. Drysdale juggles the ball. That's an error on Drysdale. Kessinger moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lefebvre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lefebvre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lefebvre hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Wes Parker now playing first base. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-4 in the game. Beckert strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lefebvre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Curt Simmons. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano pinch runs for Lee Thomas. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman bunts towards first. Parker scoops it up and throws to first, with LaFave covering, for the out. Amalfitano moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-5 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaFave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Amalfitano moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nate Oliver pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. LaFave bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Jim Barbieri pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Jim Barbieri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barbieri hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Roseboro is walked intentionally. Jim Gilliam pinch hits for John Kennedy. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson now playing left field. Nate Oliver now playing second base. Jim LaFave now playing third base. Jim Barbieri now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kessinger is walked intentionally. John Bacabella pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-6 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Bob Miller now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Early juggles the ball. That's an error on Early. Johnson moves to second. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. LaFave hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Al Ferrara pinch hits for Jim Barbieri. Al Ferrara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrara takes first base on ball four. Dick Stewart pinch hits for John Roseborough. Cal Kunz now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Oliver moves to third. Ferrara moves to second. Wes Covington pinch hits for Bob Miller. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Ferrara scores. Stewart moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.